I thought about how tired I was of travel porn, the stuff that insists there's some perfect spot, Provence, say, and that we should all descend into a Provence state of mind. Leave Provence to the Provençals and Tuscany to the Tuscans. The world was altogether sweet enough right here.
You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Up now, another piece from Stories from the Heart of the Land, the public radio series about the connection between people and the natural world. Here's series host Jay Allison to introduce this piece from writer Bill McKibben, author of The End of Nature and many other books on people and the environment.
A couple of years ago, McKibben took a 3-week hike from his home, wandering through Vermont and New York State. Some days he was alone, some days he visited with farmers and friends along the way. Some of McKibben's writing can be fairly bleak in terms of what we've done to the world and the environment. For him, the dream is to find ways to sustain the land, even as we make a living from it. He found reason to be optimistic close to home.
I'd spent the noon hour at my friend Chris Granstrom's farm. He used to grow U-Pick strawberries. Now he's experimenting with northern varietal wine grapes. He's one of the dozens of farmers in Vermont trying to figure out new ways to make a living and a life here as the dairy farms pass away. In weeks of walking, I'd visited Vermont wheat farmers growing for local bakeries, local foresters trying to turn their crops of trees into useful products instead of commodity pulp, even biodiesel growers trying to figure out how to power the county from their fields. Exciting stuff. Some of it pie in the sky, some of it pie hovering in midair. Anyway, on this afternoon, a thunderstorm had broken, so we'd retreated inside Granstrom's shed and drunk from a cool bottle of his first year's vintage, a crisp, Riesling-like wine that even a beer drinker like me could tell was good stuff. The rain ended, and from his vineyard I crossed Route 7, the two-lane road that it's western Vermont's main thoroughfare. A little farther west I hit Otter Creek and turned south, walking upstream through a large forest that runs unbroken right into the county seat of Middlebury. The thunderstorm had done little to cut the late afternoon heat, and steam was rising off every puddle. But along the riverbank, giant hemlocks provided their own deep shade and a spring-loaded carpet of red needles to walk on. Peering out through the branches, I watched dragonflies float above the lazy river, listened to the rising tremolo pulse of insect song, and felt my belly full of wine. I thought about how tired I was of travel porn, the stuff that insists there's some perfect spot, Provence, say, and that we should all descend into a Provence state of mind. Leave Provence to the Provençals and Tuscany to the Tuscans. The world was altogether sweet enough right here. Provence could kiss my sweaty derriere, I thought, with the slightly sodden pleasure of someone just a trifle drunk. Drunk on that fine Riesling, but even more on the close, singing, humid torpor of an afternoon in the hemlock woods on the edge of Otter Creek. And even more on the sense that life, which in most places seems to me to be spinning apart, was somehow slowly gathering here, deepening, threatening to make sense.
Bill McKibben at his home near Lake Champlain in Ripton, Vermont.
That piece was produced for Atlantic Public Media series Stories from the Heart of the Land. The music was composed and performed by Bill Frizzell. The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. If you'd like more information on the series or the podcast, go to nature.org/stories. Join me next week to hear about a man, his buffalo, and his dreams on the Great Plains. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.